Coming up tomorrow night at The Cube, Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard, good morning, and a couple of in-studio guests, Stacey Frankson, good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Sarah Sublett, good morning, from Findlay High School. How's everybody doing?
Great, we're good.
Come on up to the microphones. Don't be shy. I know you're not shy, Stacy.
Correct.
But we have a hockey game. How long have you been involved with Findlay High School hockey?
Well, we won't need to say how many years, but actively, this is year 9 for me.
Year 9, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if you've never been out to the Cube to experience Findlay High School hockey, you got to go.
You do.
It's a lot of fun out at the Cube. And tomorrow night, you've got a drive going on. You want to talk about what's happening?
Yeah, so at our home game tomorrow night against Sylvania Northview, we are doing a canned food drive, and all of the canned goods that are brought in will benefit our FHS food pantry that will in turn then go to students in need. We've made it a little contest, so when you bring your canned food in, you can vote for a player. Mm-hmm. You get one vote per can or per item. And whoever has the most votes at the end of the night will get a nice pie in the face after the game. So we're hoping to get some good canned foods.
Good canned foods. Bring those out. And is the pie throwing on the ice?
It will not be because public skate is after. So it'll be in the little area back by the locker room.
That'd be a lot to clean up, I suppose.
Correct.
Yeah. Go on out. What time things get underway out there?
JV starts at 5, and everything will be set up by then. Mm-hmm. And then varsity will take place at 7.
Very good. Yeah. So lots of fun out at the Cube tomorrow night. And Sarah, you've got to talk about the food pantry at Findlay High School.
Yep. So this is my second year running the food pantry. And this year we've really taken off. We've partnered with the West Ohio Food Bank. Oh, yeah. And so we're able to get some fresh produce and dry goods in. We've also had some generous folks donate a brand new refrigerator to our pantry. Wow. So we're starting to ramp up more of our fresh items. So anything anybody's willing to donate, we'll make sure it goes to our students and our families. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great year so far with it.
Very good. So if somebody needs to have food, where does it go to, I guess?
So if you're donating food, you can drop it off anytime at the high school at our front desk, right in the front doors of the Great Hall. And if you need food, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or any one of the counselors or principals at Findlay High School.
Mm-hmm. And I think next week with Thanksgiving, there's a drive as well.
Correct. We're doing turkeys for Trojans
turkeys
as well.
For Trojans.
Yes. So we're feeding many, many families with full turkey dinners.
Well, thanks for all you guys do. And donate canned foods tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, Stacy.
Yep. We want to see our nets full.
With pucks, too. Not your net.
Well,
the other.
Correct. Yes.
The opposite.
Our off-ice nets with the canned foods are on-ice nets with the pucks, for sure.
Right. Very good. So out at the Cube, Findlay High School. It's going on and food drive. So, ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank
thanks
you.
For having us.
Appreciate it. Parker McCollum is on the way. Coming up next, Todd James will be in, and he's talking about a veterans breakfast.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.